West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, the output impact of the University of West Georgia dropped by 3% in fiscal year 2023 compared to fiscal year 2022, according to a study released by the University System of Georgia this week. The study defines the output impact of each institution as the change in regional output that is due to spending by the institution and spending by the students who attend that particular college or university. The university's output impact for the region in fiscal year 2023 is estimated at $614.5 million. The study gives credit to UWG for close to 4,600 jobs, either on campus or off campus, that exist to institution-related spending in fiscal year 2023. Well, bond has been denied for a 58-year-old Carrollton man charged with possession of fentanyl, meth, and cocaine and intent to distribute following an investigation conducted by Carroll County's Aggressive Criminal Enforcement Unit. According to the report, ACE had executed a search warrant at a residence on Elder Circle in Carrollton. The operation was carried out following evidence that Gregory Parks was allegedly engaged in the sale of illicit drugs, including fentanyl and methamphetamine. During the search, investigators seized suspected fentanyl, methamphetamine, crack cocaine, oxycodone pills, and marijuana. In addition, various items related to the distribution of narcotics were found at the scene. The ACE unit is a multi-agency effort among the Carrollton Police Department, Carroll County Sheriff's Office, and the University of West Georgia Police Department. For the third consecutive year, the Rotary Club of Carrollton is hosting the West Georgia Talent Competition with a grand prize of $1,000. Everything you need to know about the competition is available online at westgatalent.com.
The short version is you do an unedited video of you with your talent that is 2 minutes in length. You upload it to the website. There's no cost to do that at all. The deadline to do that is Friday, September the 20th. The key is to get it uploaded before the deadline. And then once the judging panel has reviewed those, then we will notify you if you are selected.
Talent competition producer Patrick Uran was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice program.
If you are selected to perform in the live show and we pick 12 folks to select in the live show, then we ask that those individuals make a $25 donation to the charitable cause that we are supporting. That counts as the registration fee. It is tax deductible. And then they're notified. They come in for a tech rehearsal before the live show. And then they show up for the live show on Saturday, October the 26th. And they perform for a panel of judges. And then they have a chance to win up to $2,000. They have four prizes that they can win.
And that complete Community Voice program with additional details is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.